Hi, everybody. This is Jill Corey. For the next 15 minutes, we've got some music for you and some very important information.
From the man responsible for the nation's civil defense, Mr. Leo A. Hoig.
So stand by, America. Here's your Stars for Defense.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Stars for Defense with Ray Block and his orchestra, yours truly, Jay Jackson, and today starring Jill Corey. Stars for Defense is presented, transcribed by this station every week as a public service in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration to acquaint you with the steps you can take to provide safety for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. Every American should know civil defense preparedness. Make certain that he understands what to do in case of an enemy attack. This means simply, know your community warning signals and what they mean. Know community evacuation and shelter plans. Now, here is today's star for defense, star of nightclubs, recordings, radio, and TV, the very charming Miss Jill Corey.
They call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill telling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a ball of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. I could say life was just a ball of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart. No, I can't get it out of my heart. Thank
you, Jill, and a very big welcome to Stars for Defense.
Jay, the pleasure's all mine. I've always been a steady Stars for Defense listener, and a visit to the show is more than just fun. It's kind of an honor.
Well, those are kind words, Jill, but before we start arguing over who's the honored party, we'd be honored if you'd favor us with another song.
Well, this is one that I recorded. It's from West Side Story, the Broadway show, and it's titled, I Feel Pretty.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
Thank you, Jill. It's now my pleasure to introduce Leo A. Hoig, head of our nation's civil defense. Mr. Hoig, we hear a lot about evacuation and shelter plans these days, and some people are wondering, in the light of new weapons and means of delivering them, has evacuation been thrown out of civil defense planning?
Certainly not. To be thoroughly prepared, we must plan for both. Taking shelter will be the best action if the warning time is short. If the opposite is true, if there is enough time, the mayor might ask the people to move to reception areas. If a community is not a likely target, taking cover in the best available shelter is the best action for protection from fallout. Therefore, everyone should have a shelter. It should be stocked with a 2-week supply of food and water, should have a battery radio, and other essential equipment. So remember, both evacuation and shelter are important. Be prepared. Be able to execute both courses of action.
Thank you, sir. Now, before we return to today's star for defense, Jill Corey, here's Ray Block and the orchestra with Sugar Beet. Ray, now Jill Corey for a closer. Will it be one of your hit recordings? a number that's a favorite with supper club audiences, or perhaps one of your TV hit paraders.
Here's an all-time hit. It's a wonderful standard called When the Sun Comes Out.
Life is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the storm clouds came. When the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my window pane, when the sun comes out, there'll be bluebirds round my door singing like they did before. That old my man walked off and left me in the rain. Though he's gone, I doubt if he stays away for good. I'd stop living if he should. Life is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the storm clouds came, and I'll never be the same till the let it rain and let it pour. It may not be long before there's a knocking on my door. Then you'll know the one I love walked in. When the sun comes out.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed program devoted to the American tradition, civil defense, and presented as a public service by this station each week in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration. Today, our star was Jill Corey, to whom we extend our sincere thanks for a fine performance. Be with us next week for some more fine music by Ray Block and his orchestra and another famous star. Meanwhile, this is your host, Jay Jackson, saying so long, and reminding you that your community's defense efforts are your defense against enemy attack. Take part in those efforts by preparing a family shelter area in your home, an evacuation kit for your automobile. Learn and know your community's public action signals and what they mean.